I know a wise man by his questions. I know a wise man by his questions. That question might be considered by many people a dumb question, and by others it might be considered a very marvelous question, a question of great import, a question of great magic. And is that so? Is that so? Is that what the question is? Is it a question of great magic? Is it a question of great magic that seems so dumb, that seems so unusual, that seems so impossible? Well, sometimes that's the case. Sometimes that's the case, that the question does seem impossible, and it does seem dumb, and it does seem unnecessary. But really, the questions are never dumb, and the questions are never unnecessary. The questions are always fantastic, and that's what they are for you, and that's what they are for me. The questions are always fantastic for all of us because the question asks whatever it is that we really want to know. Now, what is it that you want to know? What is it that you want to have in your heart and your mind and your soul? What is it that's important to you? I had talked with Rosalie in Auburn, and she said that people often thought that she didn't know what she was talking about, that she was not a very brilliant woman, that she was not a very fantastic woman. And I told her, you know, if you would go over to the university there in Bern, at the University of Switzerland, and go into the philosophy class, just register as a sit-in in the philosophy class, and then ask whatever questions come to your mind. And when you talk about Socrates, and you say, well, now, what made Socrates great? Now, that's a question. Now, everybody should know that. No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. And so, if she were to ask, what made Socrates great, they would think she was asking a very penetrating and a very important thought. And then they'd answer her, and they'd say what made Socrates great was his ability to teach people to think about what they thought about and realize that what they thought about was really quite important. What they thought about was really worthwhile thinking about, because their questions were very important too, just like Rosalie's would be. And as she considered these things, I don't think she went to apply as a student in the philosophy class, but she could have. And whether she knew philosophy or not made no difference at all. It only made a difference, what was it that she was curious about? What was it that she had a question about? Why did Socrates think that he was correct in his observations? Why did the Roman Senate get so upset with Socrates? Why were people so uptight with Socrates because of what he was teaching? And yet his students were devoted and they were so sincere. You ask questions all the time. And you say, well, you look at a little child and he'll always say, why? And bless his heart, why is a good question. Why is the sun in the sky? Why are the stars there? Why does mommy have to go to work? Why do I have to sit with a babysitter? Why do I have to do this? Why does this happen? Why? And you get so irritated with all those whys because you think you have to answer those why questions with something that is profound. And many parents fall down into the trap of saying, because I said so. Well, now that's never a good answer, because I said so. Because where did you get the knowledge to say so? Where did you get the conviction to say that you were saying that because I say so? We all have many questions in our heart and our mind. Actually, we are all very wise people. We're very intelligent people. And we think very, very intelligent questions, and we wonder about very intelligent things. And so when we say why, as our children say why, what we're doing is we're questioning into the just the fundamental of whatever the question is. It's not into its deepest, profound, beautiful concepts, but it is just a simple thought. Why does chocolate cake taste so good to just about everybody on earth, and everybody loves chocolate cake so much? Why? Why is it that my older brother has the right to say things and I can't say those same things? Why is that mommy can go and wear those beautiful clothes and I can't wear those beautiful clothes? Why is it that daddy has to go to work every day? Why can't he stay home and play with us? Why? We ask these questions, and these are really very wonderful questions. They are the questions of a brilliant soul. They're the questions of a brilliant mind. They're the questions of a magnificent being. And it's up to us to know that these questions are so fantastic. We know a wise man by his questions. And if we are not wise enough to know a wise man by his questions, we sometimes think someone is asking stupid questions. And they're only asking stupid questions because that is a question that one time we asked, one time we thought about, one time we were concerned about that question too. So is any question ever foolish? Is ever any question ever unwise? Is any question ever dumb? Hardly. Every question that we ask, when we ask it from our sincerity, is a question that has a bountiful answer. It has an answer that says to us, all is good and very good. All is beautiful and very beautiful. All is wonderful and very wonderful. Ask your questions, I proclaim, I protest, I demand of everyone. Ask your questions. What is it that you do not understand? And maybe I do. You ask your question, and I will give you an answer. And then, when I know that you know that answer, when I know that you are understanding the question, then we can go on and talk about all the other things in the world. We can talk about the hows and the wheres and the why, who, what, when, where, why, and how. This is what a good newspaper article is. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. And when we answer those questions, no matter how simple or how profound those questions may tend to be, when we answer those questions, then we are coming up with the wise man. And truly, each one of us is a wise being. We are a wise person because we are interested in life. We have a joy in being alive. We have a delight in looking at the world and seeing how wonderful it is. And we think that everything is just magnificent, just outstanding, just really grand and glorious. We should know that. We should know that. We should know that I know a wise man by his questions. I know a wise person by their questions. I know how I would answer those questions. And I would answer those questions in a most beautiful, fantastic, glorious way. Because that's the only way any question can ever be answered. That's the only way any question can ever be known. And that's the only way I will ever know any question in my life. And that's all that matters to me. That's all that matters to me because that's who I am. That's what I am. That's where I am. That's why I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am wise. I am loving. I am curious. I am interested in life and living in all that's good because that's my nature. What is your nature today? What is your nature in as you think about life, as you think about all good things, what is your nature? Is your nature to be who you are? If your nature is to be who you are, then you can be sure that you're a fantastic being. You're a glorious being. You're a wonderful being. You're a marvelous being. So be curious. Ask your what you think are dumb questions, and you'll find that they're far from dumb. They're the answer to the questions that all the world is seeking an answer to, and they're seeking an answer to it right now. Ask your questions. Be smart. Be wise. Know that whatever question you have to ask is an important question. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.